It's only our second date, but we've been out last night and you stayed over at mine after. We'd done lots of kissing and touching, but had kept it above the waist and fairly respectable, which wasn't easy. We'd kissed and talked late into the night, but no sex or nakedness had taken place. Though we're both obviously really turned on, we seemed to be of the same mind that we want to delay a bit longer, to maintain the anticipation and hold off the inevitable coupling. After breakfast, we're kissing and groping on the sofa again and both feeling really horny and frustrated. Our hands are all over each other, though we're both still fully dressed. My hands rove up and down your sides, tantalisingly close to your full breasts without straying onto them. You grab my ass and caress my waist until we're practically grinding against each other with need. I pull away and look into your eyes, seeing your lust, and then slowly I slide down your body and start stroking your legs and thighs, resting the side of my face on your stomach. We know we both want it, but are also enjoying the denial, the build-up and the foreplay. Despite this enjoyment, I'm absolutely aching to come and know you will have to leave soon. I just need a little bit more than this to be sated. I sit back and look at your flushed face and take a chance. Can I be honest? I ask. Of course, you say, looking at me intently as if I'm going to say something inappropriately serious. Well, I was wondering if you'll be having a wank when you get home. Because I know I'll be having one as soon as you leave, I venture. A bit nervous but fairly confident you'll agree. Maybe, you reply with mock coyness and a smile that says definitely. Well, in that case, I think it might be more fun if we were to do it now instead, together, rather than later on our own, I continue. When you put it like that, I suppose we might as well. You purr, playing along casually, even though I'm pretty sure you're just as eager to come as I am at this point. Oh God, that would be so sexy, I gush, barely believing my cheekiness has worked and that you're up for it too. We're both so incredibly horny that our restraint seems to melt away almost instantly as I stand up and start rubbing my rock-hard cock through my trousers. It feels so fucking good after hours of being hard through kissing and rubbing, but not having had a single hand laid on it yet. I gasp with pleasure, unashamed, as you watch me. And then your hands move to your breasts and start stroking them through your top. I move around and stand at the side of the sofa, looking down on you, watching you and massaging my length through my jeans and boxers the whole time. You lift up your top, playing with your stiff nipples through the bra, as I pull off my shirt and undo the button of my jeans. You watch as I slowly pull the zip down and slide out of the trousers, the bulge of my throbbing cock obvious, even in loose-fitting boxers. I stroke it and push it against the material, teasing you with the outline as you lift your bra up over your tits. The first glance of those round, sexy tits, each top with a stiff, perfect nipple is heaven. The fact that they're exposed under the top and bra pushed up over them only makes it even more erotic. We enjoy the view for a while longer, again the delay while we savour each other's sexual plane. You're watching me as I massage my shrouded cock, while I'm enjoying the sight of you cupping and toying with your breasts and nipples. Slowly, I begin sliding my boxers down my hips, my pubes exposed and then the root of my cock, the waistband of my boxers holding it pointing down between my legs as I slowly expose more of it. Finally, they reach the tip and it springs up past them, hard and eager for release. I quickly slide them off and do what I've been aching to do for ages, to stroke it skin on skin. It feels so good, especially as you're watching me and obviously enjoying the sight. Your hands creep down your exposed stomach and undo the button on your jeans, then unzip them. You open them wide, but don't pull them off, wanting to remain a bit more mysterious for now. I watch, spellbound, As your hand slips down into your panties, you raise them and push them forward a bit to gain access, allowing me to see the top of your pubes as you do. Now I see your fingers swirling in circles, no doubt around your clit, before dipping deeper and moving inside you. Knowing they're inside your wet cunt and your finger fucking yourself in front of me makes me even harder. I'm wanking all the time, a medium but steady pace, not wanting to come too quickly as I savour every moment. I watch your hand as it works inside the panties, enjoying the eroticism and uniqueness of the situation. Fuck, you look so sexy doing that, I breathe as I pump my cock for you. So do you, babe, you husk as your fingers go back to a swirling motion working your clit again, your eyes never leaving my cock. I'm gonna have to come soon, I confessed. I have so much lust pent up from the marathon kissing session, and now I'm watching you wanking yourself off with a hand down your pretty little panties. It's getting too much to take. Oh yeah, me too, you reply, face starting to flush. I look into your eyes and know you're getting close too. I want it just as badly as you do. Watching your hand increasing in speed and matching your movements with my own. You're really working yourself up and starting to moan. Fingers circling in the panties. Your breasts heaving and your face lolling to one side. Lips parting and gasping sexily. I'm rubbing hard and fast now. So desperate and horny. Needing release but wanting to see yours first. The catalyst I know will bring my own orgasm. Your moans grow louder and more regular as I watch you fucking yourself with your fingers, stroking your breast with the other hand. Oh yeah, oh yeah, coming babe, gonna come, gonna come. Oh fuck, oh yeah, coming, you gasp between breaths as your body shudders and you arch your back a little so it lifts off the sofa. Your hands are still down the front of your jeans and panties, but easing off now, moving much more slowly. Oh, fuck yeah, babe. God, you look so good when you come. I need it too. Can I come on your wonderful tits? I moan as I wank my swollen, aching cock furiously, desperate to join you. Yes, baby, you reply eagerly, pulling your top and bra up, further exposing them for me. Let me see you. Let me see you come now, you plead, looking into my face. I want it. I want to see it on my fucking tits. Oh, the sight of you half-dressed and twitching in the aftershocks of your orgasm, telling me to come for you triggers my own. My hot seed bursts from the end of my cock as I pump and jerk against my hand. Some lands on my hand and legs, but mostly over your exposed breasts. White splashes forming on your chest as I moan and shake and empty my balls swollen and full from the hours leading to this moment. Oh God, yes. Oh, I'm coming. Oh God, I'm coming for you, baby. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, you watch every drop fall. Oh, one hand gently caressing your cunt again as you massage some of it into your tits with the other. The perfect end to our voyeuristic experience. As we both watch the spunk dripping down onto your body from my pulsating cock.